the Prize Picture Show on Rock 107. Kate, can you put your cans on? Your headphones.
I don't think I like that. I don't. I was like, what do you mean?
Were you like, first of all, you weren't misunderstanding what I was saying,
yeah,
right?
I don't know.
No, really? Oh, no, no. Headphones are cans in the radio parlance. Now, this is a little inside baseball here, but yeah, headphones are called cans.
I'm not 100% sure I like that.
Really?
I don't know. Why is it that? Why? Who decided that?
I mean, look, I don't know. I'm grabbing the computer right now. It's just, I mean, I've been doing this since I'm 17, so almost 40 years, and it's just always been, oh, those are cans, grab your cans. I have no idea where, I have an idea of where it came from, but I doubt I'm right.
It is peculiar.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not 100% sure I like that. I think I will stick to headphones.
That's right, and you call them what you will. Okay, here we go. Remember when you were kids, you'd make, maybe you didn't do this, but like when I was kids, and it was all, like the big thing in the movies, in the older movies, strings with two cans tied to make foam from tree phone. Or foam.
Oh, see, now it's cute. see, now I'm fine with it. Now that's adorable.
I'm just happy that you didn't slap me when I started talking about your cans.
Breaking the news. That's already broken. It's time for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
The Kansas City Chiefs have signed Travis Kelce to a two-year, $34 million deal, which Taylor Swift called adorable.
Yeah, I bet.
Tennessee teachers can now carry guns. The dunce cap may not make kids behave, but I bet the busta cap does.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't like that one?
Oh, gosh.
That's funny. Harvey Weinstein has been hospitalized. He's been receiving thousands of Get Well Never cards.
You can say that again.
It's 60 Minutes meets Gone in 60 Seconds. Tune in Monday for Prospector's Briefs on Rock 107.
Northeast PA's classic rock, Rock 107. Good morning. It's Prospector Show. I'm Prospector.
And I'm Kate.
Now, Kate, we're still getting to know you. So in the effort of getting to know you, I want to talk about movies, have a little quiz and stuff like that. Because movies kind of define people's personality in a way, like what kind of things they like, sense of humor, things like that. So just generally, what kind of movies does Kate like?
I'm really into science fiction.
Okay.
So like the Aliens movies and stuff like that.
And we know you're kind of a Star Wars geek.
Yeah, love Star Wars. Hey.
I like Star Wars to a point, you know?
I like nerdy stuff, okay. Yeah. So alien science fiction.
But we're going to quiz you about movies that came out when you were younger. How old are you, roughly?
I will be turning 30.
Okay, so these would have come out when you were 9 or 10 years old.
Okay.
Did you watch a lot of movies when you were 9 or 10?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, so it's a little Kate movie quiz, and let's just see how you do here on Rock 107. First, I'll play a clip. You tell me if you know the movie and what that movie is.
I'm getting that.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
It jumped up a notch.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, I stabbed a man in the heart.
I saw that.
All right, do you know what that movie is?
Is that Anchorman?
It is Anchorman, yeah. One for one, which is awesome.
My father loves that movie, so I think he would have been really disappointed if I didn't get it right.
All right, here we go. Movie number two. Does Kate know this movie? 20-year-old movie.
If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit.
Already
you.
Shaking her head.
Shouldn't we like learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or?
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Oh my gosh, I love dodgeball.
Dodgeball is a great movie, and I'm glad you got that right. So there you go. Now let's get into the trickier ones. Are you ready? You're sci-fi, you might get this.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, here we go.
Detective, what are you doing?
Well, you said they've all been programmed with the three laws, and that means we have 1,000 robots that will not try to protect
themselves. She's already got her hand up. Hang on. Order from me. All right, do you know that movie?
Is that iRobot?
It is iRobot.
I did watch a lot of movies as a kid.
All right, here we go. I think this one's going to be tougher.
To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends.
That's a sports movie. So
it is a sports movie.
But I have two guesses here. So it's either a football movie or a hockey movie.
That's your guess? Those aren't guesses. Those are just genres.
That's all I got for you, buddy.
Oh, that would be a football movie, Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I never would have got that one.
Big movie. We'll get out of the sports genre here. We're quizzing Kate, the co-host here of Rock 107, about movies from 20 years ago just to see if she can name them as we're trying to get to know her better. So far, stupid comedy, science fiction, right up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Sports, not so much.
Mm-mm.
Okay, here we go.
You know what I wish I had right now?
No, what?
Razzles.
Uh-oh, she knows it already. What is it?
13 going on 30.
Yeah! be a good one for you because it's kind of a movie even as a kid you've been watching and all that stuff, even without adult supervision.
I like that movie.
I've never seen that movie.
Really? It's fun.
Yeah. In fact, the only movies out of the quiz I've seen are the first three. I did not see Friday Night Lights, nor did I see 13 and Going on 30.
13 Going on 30 is very fun. I enjoyed that movie.
When was the last time you watched it?
It's a fun concept.
How old ago? How many years ago?
Probably... I think they play it on TBS every now and then, so whenever it's on, I'll probably put it on.
All right, so it's not like you watched it 12 years ago and you go back and watch it now, and you're like, it didn't age well. You've seen it recently.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I liked it the first time when it was called Freaky Friday. Am I a jerk? Here's the deal. I traveled to Florida about a week ago. My brother and I are playing golf in Orlando with some friends. They flew from upstate New York. I left from the Lehigh Valley Airport because it was easier and a little less expensive than Avoca. I bought an economy ticket. Because, you know, I'm not like, you know, Bezos, okay? I got to save my pennies. So, I didn't want to board at the end all the way because you lose the overhead space. It's tough, blah, blah, blah. So, I thought, how do I board quicker? I did this. I got an old walking boot from an injury last year when I tore a muscle in my leg. And then I walked into the airport wearing that, parked myself right in front of the gate agent, sit there. When they asked for people with disabilities or those needing assistance to board the plane, I just chilled. I stayed seated. That's when the gate agent leaned over the desk and said, "That's you, sweetie," and pointed to the gate. So I got up, boarded the plane with the first group. Does that make me a jerk? Kate, what do you think?
Absolutely. And I think some people on social media would agree. Ted says, absolutely a jerk this time.
All right, so Ted hates me, and that's fine. Let's go to the Rock Lines. John from Scott Township. Am I a jerk? Rock 107.
Hey, Prospector. Going to have to call you a jerk on this one.
Everybody's saying I'm a jerk. You agree with Kate?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to. Yep, burr.
Bringing the hammer down on you today.
No. What makes me a jerk for this, dude?
You're cheating the system, and then everybody be wearing a boot, and we'd be outloading at the same time.
Well, on social media, Scott says, those things suck to wear if you went through that aggravation. You've earned the right. If I was traveling and using one at the time, I probably wouldn't wear it on the plane.
Okay. He's with me there. And
there's another one here. There's another one.
Yep.
Chrissy, I'm torn on this one. You're kind of a jerk for faking it, but smart because I never would have thought to do it at the time.
Okay. All right. I like that one. I'm feeling like everybody's ganging up on me. And look, sometimes I'm wrong. That's why we do this. I need to learn. Out of the Rock Lines, we've got somebody telling me, am I a jerk? Rock 107.
Kind of a jerk this time, Prospector. You're an able-bodied man, and you're taking advantage of disability people.
That's what I said. You're so blessed to be able-bodied.
Don't you agree with Kate?
Well, yeah, be able-bodied. I wish I was.
Well, listen.
It gets worse.
You're getting torn up on social media.
All right.
Bob says, yeah, that's kind of scummy that you took advantage of the system. And then over here, Keith says, for the first time since I've made a comment over the last few years, I have to say in this case, you are a jerk.
Oh, I hate these people. All right, let's go to the Rock Lines one last time. Am I a jerk, Rock 107?
You admitted on the radio you committed intent to defraud.
Defraud? How is that fraud?
You put your boot. You said it's an old boot.
See, everyone agrees with me. You're a jerk.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how is that not just totally relevant?
I'm getting crushed. More?
Elaine on social media says, of course you're a jerk. And this is my favorite one.
Yeah.
Leonard says, yes, to fake an injury or a disability simply because you are too cheap to buy an upgraded ticket or impatient to wait your turn, you are 100% a jerk.
In the question today of am I a jerk for wearing a walking boot so I could board the airplane earlier, by a wide margin, yes, according to you, Northeast PA, yes, I am a jerk.
Life's pretty tough right now. There's plenty of bad news, but it's not all bad. It's time for the brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107.
A second grade teacher from California recently went to Syria. Not a big deal, right? But maybe it is. Now, Kate, how many countries have you been to in this wonderful world of ours?
Only a handful. I'm not afraid to admit that. Probably five.
That's way more than me. If you count Canada, one.
Oh, yeah. Canada definitely counts.
Okay, so then one for me. Oh, wait, the Bahamas, two. Okay, so there you go. This woman, are you ready? 193 countries.
Wow.
Every single country recognized by the United Nations, only around 400 people have done that.
That's really impressive.
And 600 people have been to space, so it's even rarer.
Thanks. We needed that. The brighter side of Prospector on Rock 107. Ladies and gentlemen, grab the kids, call your neighbors, and gather around the radio.
It's now time to announce the winner of Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, as decided by you at rock107.com.
We uncover the most baffling, ridiculous, pathetic, cockeyed, laughable, preposterous blunders in the world of misdeeds. Nominee number one.
Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week. Okay, actually, it wasn't really Snoop, and that was the problem. Some guy who got pulled over on Wednesday had a dummy in his passenger seat that looked a lot like Snoop Dogg. A lot like Snoop Dogg. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he may have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was pretty realistic. If you head to if you go to rock107.com and click Prospector's Jam Bag of the Day, you can see the picture there. The cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. The California Highway Patrol posted the photo on Instagram, which is where we saw it.
Nominee number two.
This is just kind of adding insult to injury, really. A cleaning company in California called Pink Sponge Cleaning owns a fleet of 25 bright pink-colored Volkswagen Bugs. Early Saturday morning, there was a break-in at the lot, and they were vandalized. The owner reviewed security camera footage and saw at least three teens wreaking havoc, blasting a fire extinguisher, etching into the car's paint, and breaking every headlight they could. Plus, the footage showed two female teens twerking on the hoods of the Bugs for whatever reason. Maybe because they knew they were on camera. The teens caused around $25,000 in damages. Police noticed the etchings, including gang signs, which helped them lead to a 15-year-old suspect who they arrested for felony vandalism. The investigation is still underway.
And the winner is...
the teen girls who were vandalizing a fleet of pink cars and were caught twerking on the hoods. You guys are the Yam Bags of the Day. And we'll move on to Friday's Yam Bag of the Week competition. Keep it here for all the nominees for Prospector's Yam Bag of the Day, weekday mornings on Rock 107. Thanks for listening to Prospector's Prime Cuts podcast. Be sure to catch us live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Rock 107 or online at rock107.com or the Rock 107 app, a free download for your Android or iPhone. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, or wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss Prospector's Prime Cuts.